So President Obama this morning is ready to go down a road towards immigration reform at the federal level.
He's, you know, say what you will about President Obama, he's not afraid to really take on big topics.
Oh, but he's lost the initiative here. The road towards immigration reform is already actually paved in the state of Arizona, and it's got a road sign on it called SB 1070.
Which makes you wonder if this is perhaps something he has to do at this point rather than wants to.
Well, it's that controversial law in Arizona, of course, which allows police to take suspected immigrants and check them for their papers and then compel them either to be deported or to seek immigration authorities. It's a very controversial law in Arizona, but other states around the country are already poised to consider policies and laws similar to this. Here's an immigrant in Arizona referring to the SB 1070 law and expressing some hope for what they might hear from President Obama today.
The President Obama, he can do it. Soon he can stop the SB 1070. We can wait a couple more months for immigration reform.
Stopping SB 1070 and getting immigration reform, a very tall order from a citizen of the state of Arizona. Joining us now is Valeria Fernandez, a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School, joining us from Phoenix. Good morning, Valeria.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
And returning here in this segment, Maria Elena Salinas, who's an anchor for Univision, a syndicated columnist. Good morning, Maria, once again.
Hello. How are you, John?
Do either of you, and Valeria, let me begin with you, do either of you think that it's realistic for that citizen of Arizona to believe that the president can deliver on a promise of stopping SB 1070 and delivering immigration reform in a matter of months?
I think it's a little bit too much at this point because, you know, we're kind of late in the game this year. I don't think that it's possible to see any action as far as immigration reform on 2010, perhaps a pronouncement. But there is expectation that in the coming days we will hear from the Obama administration as far as either a lawsuit or participation in a lawsuit to stop this Arizona law, SB 1070.
So a lawsuit would stop the law possibly if it was filed quickly enough and aggressively enough in Arizona. But do you think that's going to restrict other states around the country to pursue this law? It might actually encourage them to move more quickly. Maria?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't heard President Obama threatened with a lawsuit. I think that he has been very critical of the law in Arizona, but he's clearly said that that's a decision that has to be made by the Defense Department and not by him. Not the Defense Department, but by the State Department and not by him. So I think he's trying to be very careful while saying that this is a misguided law. But not criticizing it directly because he can't take on the whole country as president. So I don't necessarily think that he himself, at least I haven't heard him threaten with suing. I think he has said that the Attorney General is looking into the possibility of suing to see if it's going to be realistic or not. However, he has engaged the authorities in Arizona to the level of trying to find some type of a compromise because it's very strange what's going on around the country. SB 1070 has very high support from the American people, and there are several in other states that would like to see that kind of law. But at the same time, most polls show that the great majority of people favor immigration reform, even with opening the doors to citizenship or with a road to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. So it's very strange what's happening out there with the American people.
I mean, the question really is, should the president take this as an opportunity? Valeria Fernandez, let's talk about it in Arizona first. When the president speaks today, I mean, you've got on the one side people behind SB 1070 who believe that this issue is one of safety in their own homes, rightly or rationally or not, versus immigrants who Maria describes as feeling more and more isolated, even though there is support for immigration reform, support for a pathway to legal citizenship. In fact, no politician is picking up the mantle and pushing this. How does President Obama speak to both of these very divided groups in Arizona?
Well, I think he is in a very, very difficult place to be. And I think he's going to be careful about, you know, I mean, we hear him talking time and time about enforcement in the border. He's going to be sending some troops. He's, there was a delegation just this week meeting with Governor Brewer. So I think he's been laying the groundwork to really talk about enforcement as a essential part of comprehensive immigration reform. I think he's really going to play to that to make sure that he addresses some of those concerns, not only from the Arizona community, but for people across the country, you know, who are worried about security. But I also think that he will, you know, at least reiterate his commitment towards immigration reform. I don't know how concise he's going to be as far as action. You know, we have to, you know, wait and see if he's just going to restate things he said before.
All right, that's Valeria Fernandez is a reporter with Feed in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. She spoke with us from Phoenix, Arizona. Maria, anchor for Univision, before we go, this speech today, I mean, the president is responding to a unilateral initiative in the state of Arizona. What is the moment that Luis Gutierrez, who we had at the top of the hour there, is a congressman from Illinois, who's really the point man on immigration reform in the Congress, what is the point at which Luis Gutierrez and the Hispanic caucus basically go it their own way on immigration reform and ditch the Obama administration?
Luis Gutierrez has been very critical of the president for not supporting immigration reform. Well, actually, I shouldn't say not supporting, because President Obama has said that he supports immigration reform, but he hasn't done anything about it as far as pushing it strong enough, because expressing your support is not enough. You have to push harder. You have to become, I guess you can say, sort of a broker between the two sides, and I think that is what he's expecting. Now, the comments that I've heard from Luis Gutierrez, at least the ones that I have read, is that he's a little bit more positive about what is happening today. So that makes me feel positive, because I know how Luis Gutierrez, how critical he's been. But I think definitely this really is going to be a very important opportunity, because the expectations are very high on the speech today, and I think we're going to have to hear a lot more from "I support immigration reform" from President Obama.
All right, well, you've raised...
He needs to convince both sides. That is definitely for sure. He needs enforcement, and also convince the country that we need immigration reform for the safety of our country,
and
for the good
the
of
the
people of this country.
The bar is very, very high there. Maria Elena Salinas, anchor for Univision, listening like everyone to Obama's speech later on this morning on immigration reform. Thanks to both of you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.